rush through callers. Let me say, charge you for the lawyer. Hold on, don't hang up. I'll give Catherine the scoop. But I got to make way. This is radio. The clock is ticking. See you tomorrow. Good show. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. It's going to be a long night on Capitol Hill. Questioning of Judge Sonia Sotomayor's confirmation hearings could last until 6 or 7 tonight, according to those in the Senate Judiciary Committee. ABC's Vic Ratner is at the Capitol and joins us live.
Sherry, several times in several different ways, Judge Sotomayor has denied that she lets bias, prejudices, her background, or even what's in her heart influence her decisions.
Judges can't rely on what's in their heart. They don't determine the law. Congress makes the laws.
But she was challenged by Republicans John Kyle and Jeff Sessions, both of whom said her comments today don't square with her speeches in the past. Sherry.
Members of the House of Representatives say they have reached an agreement on health care reform among its highlights.
You cannot be denied care from a pre-existing condition. If you change jobs, lose your jobs, or start a new business, you still have health care.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. President Obama says he would go along with a plan which is funded by tax increases on those making at least $350,000 a year. Republicans like Senator Mitch McConnell, they say enough already.
The American people are appalled to look up and find the government's in the banking business, the insurance business, the automobile business, the student loan business, and now wants to be in the healthcare business.
Swindler Bernard Madoff has a new home, and pretty soon he'll have a new job. Very, very far from billion-dollar investors. Here's ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Far from his penthouse here in New York, Sherry, Bernie Madoff's new home is a medium-security prison in North Carolina, where he gets up at 6, goes to bed at 9, and works in between as a groundskeeper or in food service. The scam artist who bilked investors out of billions will be paid 12 to 40 cents an hour, and be known as prisoner number 61727-054. Sherry.
Homeland Security Department is deciding whether to scrap the multicolored terror alert system. Critics call the green to red system too vague. Markets Dow up 24 points, NASDAQ up 6. You're listening to ABC News.
Seinfeld originally aired on NBC 20 years ago this month under its original name, The Seinfeld Chronicles. The show, considered by many to be one of the greatest TV series of this past quarter century, lasted 9 seasons and made Jerry Seinfeld a superstar.
See your local Hummer dealer and test drive the midsize Hummer H3 or the capable H3T, Four Wheeler Magazine's 2009 Pickup Truck of the Year. So gear up for summer and take advantage of attractive offers.
Are you struggling with too much credit card debt, sky-high interest rates, having trouble just making the monthly minimums? We're Credit Card Relief. We've helped thousands of people become debt-free in months instead of years, all while saving thousands of dollars. The consultation is free, and the relief is real. Call Credit Card Relief, 866-333-9191. That's 866-333-9191. Not available in all states.
Sheriff's investigators in Florida say they're looking for at least one more suspect, but 7 men are now in custody in connection with the shooting deaths of a wealthy couple who had adopted a dozen special needs children. Ever been to Santa Monica, California? It's a beautiful town with, some say, a lot of homeless people. Now the city is being sued for not being nice enough to those residents.
It has beautiful beaches and a famous pier, but Santa Monica also has a notorious homeless problem. Now the ACLU is suing Santa Monica, claiming it's not nice enough to the homeless, that police harass, arrest, and try to push homeless out toward neighboring cities. By some estimates, Santa Monica has a homeless population of 900 who head there for year-round warm temperatures and handouts from a nonstop flow of tourists. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
President Obama is in Michigan talking about jobs in a state with double-digit unemployment. Later tonight, he'll throw out the first pitch at the All-Star Game in St. Louis. Former Cardinal Lou Brock says we'll have to see if he goes all the way out or tries for something a little easier.
It's going to be interesting whether or not he's going to make that great pitch from the mound, or will he be challenged not to bounce the ball.
Another bit of advice from another former Cardinal, Hall of Fame pitcher Bob Gibson. Lose the Sox cap.
If I were him, I wouldn't wear that White Sox hat. Not here in St. Louis. He might get booed.
It's not quite as bad as a Cubs hat at Busch Stadium in St. Louis, but it's pretty close. This is ABC News.
For many Americans, the economic crisis has put plans for home ownership, college, or a comfortable retirement on hold. Everyone has an opinion about what to do. But where can ordinary investors get the facts? A good place to start is the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, Our job is to protect investors, and we offer free, unbiased information about saving and investing in difficult times. Learn more at FINRAProtects.org.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon, I'm Brett Burkhart. The man accused of kidnapping his infant daughter after beating her mother to death in Novato is in court for an arraignment this hour in the North Bay. Officers in Monterey County celebrating a new partnership with the FBI that will bring a full-time federal agent and other resources to the ongoing fight against violent gangs. And calling it a last resort, San Francisco's public defender is using snail mail to try and get neighbors to oppose budget cuts to his office. Jeff Adachi says he's using leftover funds from his campaign to send out 65,000 brochures as a way to try and save the jobs of dozens of lawyers in his office. Frank Sullivan is in the KGO 24-hour traffic center.
Yeah, out we go to Oakland, northbound 880 after Embarcadero, a big rig in the right lane. Fremont, southbound 880 after Thornton, an accident there. Save more at Lucky. Shop the yellow advertised specials or look for their Sunny Select and Sunnyside Farms products where you'll get big brand quality for less. I'm Frank Sullivan, KGO Radio News.
Very warm around the Bay Area today. Highs in the low 90s by the Bay, more than 100 inland. Lloyd says there will be a little bit of a cool down by the Bay tomorrow. It's 82 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
Dr. Dina Dell here. Welcome to the program once again. This article, although the subject is off topic for us, has so many illustrative points that definitely are on topic, and it concerns people who believe that we faked the moon landing, right? A poll here says 6% of you, 6% of you believe the moon landings were faked and could not have happened. You examine photographs from the missions for studio fakery. You claim to be able to tell the American flag was waving. It was supposed to be a vacuum. There's something stuck in the thing, right? It goes on and on and on and on. And it's a big plot. And as scientists here are trying to deal with the idea that that many Americans kind of don't get it and are so off base, that what does it mean? What does it mean? Well, here's a fella. He's an astronomer. And he's an author who likes to write books countering conspiracy theorists. He says, you know, understanding the proof that we did go requires a working knowledge of photography and history and science and its methodology. You got to do the work. You got to put the elbow grease to it. And most people don't do that. So these things get traction. And it's like all these health rumors. I guess I'll elevate it to the category of rumors, some of the nonsense that people believe. It's because you don't want to do the work to learn a little bit about objective thinking and scientific thinking. Now, here's a fella. They just picked on a guy. He's has a blog, and he's an architect born in Argentina. And he says the political corruption during the years of dictatorship in his country may have shaped his thinking. He says, I started to realize how political corruption operates and how it is the interests of a few in power that really governs our world. And that led him to not believe in the moon, in the moonshot. And here's another guy who keeps stalking Buzz Aldrin, waving a Bible in his face and asking him to swear in the Bible he really went to the moon. And actually, Buzz Aldrin never punched him at one time, and law enforcement officials refused to file charges against Buzz. And the fellow says, I've suffered from persecution. Well, yes, you come up with wacky ideas, people are going to persecute you. You must be able to figure that out. Another professor here says, these people don't undertake to prove their view is true so much as to find flaws in what the other side is saying. I see that in health all the time. You propose some phony, baloney, nonsensical witch doctor thing, and then you sit and tell me, you know, you go on and say, well, you doctors, you don't cure people, and people die from cancer, and drugs make people sick, and you don't prove your view to me. And if I say your view is nonsense and offer up proof, then all of a sudden you start upping the ante and raising the bar for the level of proof you want that goes against your thought. And then they get into this idea that the moon landing thing is akin to, you know, Obama's birth certificate is fake, or 9/11 attacks were planned by the government, or it goes on and on. And he said at the core, is a polarization so profound that people end up with an unshakable belief that those in power simply can't be trusted. And that's, I think, critical, that polarization. When you get a person like that who believes that only something natural can cure you and that all medicine is evil, there's no amount of talking to them. And then the internet. And, of course, what happens is now once scattered believers in small, teeny pockets around the world, they can find each other. And it allows these wacky theories to continue to exist and be available for new generations. The other thing is very funny. This is Adam Savage, co-star of Mythbusters. He says, these theorists, they never give up. They'll say you have to keep an open mind, but they reject every single piece of evidence that doesn't adhere to their thesis. And for most of them, says one professor here, I feel sorry that we failed in their education. If people decide they're going to deny the facts of history and the facts of science and technology, there's not much you can do for them. Not much you can do with them. I just feel sorry that we failed them. And I think that's a nice viewpoint. I don't understand this. And this in terms of the issue of tolerance. So there's a billboard put up by the Alabama Free Thought Association. The sign is taken from the John Lennon song. It says, imagine no religion. That's all it says, and it's got some stained glass around it. Whoa, people becoming... I mean, I thought the whole point of being a Christian is to have an open mind, turn the other cheek, tolerance, understanding of your fellow man, because not everybody in the world, believes like you do, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Well, the censorship that's being attempted and how intolerant these folks are is a little frightening, a little frightening. Why? This is why I don't understand the threat that some people feel about, gay marriage. It's as if we allow gay people to get married, well, that threatens the American family. As if everybody's going to run out and become gay. Your kids are going to grow up and want to be gay and not have kids, and the family is threatened. No, it's like if they legalize heroin. You're going to go out and become a heroin addict? Of course not. Why are we so threatened by what has been and always will be? Makes no sense to me. And the fact is that someone puts a billboard up should not be a threat to anybody. We are all here trying to get along because we're supposedly tolerant of each other. This is similar. I have a very right-wing friend. I have a lot of right-wing friends. We have fun at the dinner table. And, okay, I'm going to say the I haven't heard many people say this. This is going to seem mean-spirited to a lot of you. You're going to be really mad at me about it, but this could be apocryphal. I don't know if this letter is true. Supposedly written by a young man on his third tour of duty in Iraq. And it has to do with this, with Michael Jackson. Okay? I'm not going to read you the whole thing here, but this is once again, there's things in here I find that resonate with me. And I don't know how you feel about it. And I recognize, of course, Mr. Jackson's supreme talent and the contribution to entertainment and to music. All right. So this soldier is saying, I was just watching the news, the Michael Jackson thing. And, he said he's an entertainer, performed for decades. He made millions. He spent millions. He did a lot of things to make him a villain to other people, though. But he says, why is it that when one man dies in America, the whole of America loses their minds with grief? When a man dies, his only contribution to the country is entertainment. The American people find a need to flock and do the memorials, the whole deal in Congress. This is what got to the soldier, the moment of silence. The soldier says, am I missing something here? One man dies and all of a sudden he's a martyr because he entertained us? What about all those soldiers who have died to give us freedom? All those soldiers who, knowing they'd be asked to fight in a war, will still raise their hands and swore to defend the Constitution in the United States of America? Where's their moment of silence? Where are the people flocking to their graves or memorials? When did this country become so calloused to the sacrifice of good men and women that they can arbitrarily blow off their deaths and instead throw themselves into mourning for a pop icon? I think if they're going to hold a moment of silence in Congress for Michael Jackson, they should hold a moment in silence for every service member killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, to publicly recognize every life that has been lost. And it goes on and on and on. And he says, after all, we soldiers are not going to make millions of dollars. We'll never star in movies or write a hit song that the world listens to. We only shed our blood, sweat, and tears so people can enjoy what they have. Hope I haven't offended you and blah, blah, blah. And, I always have a different attitude towards death, and I guess that's the physician in me. We have to view death a little bit differently. And it does always astound me The deaths that bring us to our knees in grief, and the deaths that are just, you know, kind of okay. I would offer up this next story in that spirit, and challenge you, because I always try to bring a world perspective here. I just have traveled enough that I just know we just live on this, and the earth is not flat. Remember, there's people who believe that, that we are all stuck on this little orb together. And this happens to do with the Gates Foundation and a couple of big drug companies coming together to try to discover drugs for a type of a disease called secretory diarrhea. It kills 1.6 million children every year in the developing world. That's, I just did the math here, 4,383 children die every day. I mean, I did it twice. 4,383 children die every day from this type of diarrhea. And it's not even, I mean, it doesn't even get on the charts. Doesn't even get on the charts. And in one sense to me, this is just me speaking here, in one sense to me, any one of those children and their death is as meaningful and powerful as Michael Jackson's death. In another sense, of course, I'm a citizen of the, you know, evolved technological world. I understand the significance of a star, but you can't forget the rest of this. And so I wish these scientists well in their pursuit. And it's not a subject people like to talk about.
Diarrhea.
All right, let's see. I got to find something else. Lift the mood. Oh, this is really fascinating about laughter. I always love research on laughter. It's never funny, but it's always, always fascinating. Do you remember a few weeks ago we did that study of how you can tickle monkeys and primates, and they looked at where laughter began to evolve? And essentially, there's two kinds of laughter. It's the kind that comes from, you know, pure glee, but there's another kind that's meant to send a social message. Now, the piece is a lot about autistic kids who don't express the latter type of laughter. They can giggle and laugh at things they find funny, but the subtle social type of laughing, which has probably been with, predates humans now that we've seen it in primates, and it's hardwired in infants. Infants start to use laughter to promote affection and bonding with caregivers before they can speak. People are 30 times more likely to laugh in the presence of others than alone, right? When I'm laughing alone, it's got to really be funny. When someone else is around, you laugh. See, so it is very, very social. But the other kind of laughter isn't a response to something really funny. It's often an affirmation, a communication, an expression of joy, a kind of a social grease. And it's, as I said, called voiced and unvoiced laughter. Now, the voiced laughter, you know, the belly laugh kind, is spontaneous, and it goes into the physiology and how we make the sound. But the unvoiced laughter is more of a conscious expression. And we make these, how do you describe them? They're kind of panting, grunting, snorting sounds when we are trying on purpose to laugh, usually for a social purpose, such as, to ease a conversation or make friends. You know, it isn't spontaneous. You do use it in speech. I listen to myself sometimes when we do those, we do our medical minutes, the new news features. A lot of you should hear in your morning and evening news broadcasts on these radio stations. And sometimes if something is said that's, has a little lilt to it or something funny, I don't know what I do unconsciously. All broadcasters do it. I'm not doing anything special, but I purposely add that to communicate to you, I'm only kidding here, that kind of a thing. Anyway, autistic kids never produce unvoiced laughs, and they're looking here now at using laughter and teaching these kids that kind of a skill as part of their social skills. All right, back in 1973, they did a survey where they hauled people over randomly, people just driving around at night, and found 7.5% of people have blood alcohol 0.08 or higher. Driving around, 7.5% of people stone drunk. The latest survey, I have good news, only 2.5% of you are driving around completely snockered. But this roadside survey, mind you, it's random. They just pull you over, say, hi, you don't have to do this, but I'd like to take a saliva sample, a blood sample. I want you to breathe in the machine and it will be anonymous. First, 9% of people, well, first of all, 16.3% of nighttime weekend drivers test positive for drugs. 4% for cocaine, 4% for prescription drugs, 9% for marijuana. Now, something very important, and they say it here. This only means it showed up in their blood. marijuana stays in your blood for 3 weeks. So that person could have smoked a joint, you know, last week and still test positive. We don't know what percentage of people are driving around under the influence. But the fact that you've got 4% prescription drugs and 4% cocaine, which a lot stays in a body a lot shorter amount of time, this is kind of frightening to me. They paid the people, by the way. Only a few people, 11,000 randomly selected drivers, 90% agreed to give breath samples. And you might think that the people who didn't agree were the people more likely to be stoned. But only a few hundred drivers refused. And they felt those numbers were small enough not to throw the results off too much. All right. You ready? I want to tell you about a museum. Let's say exhibit museum that will let you do stuff, things you can do in this exhibit that if you did it at JCPenney, they'd throw your butt out and they might even call the police. All right, 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adel.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. Call now. 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
You can't get much for 50 cents a day, not even a cup of coffee. But now you can have a great tasting nutritional drink containing cocoa, green tea, and resveratrol. That's right. You can enjoy the benefits of cocoa while getting the powerful antioxidants of resveratrol and green tea in a delicious sugar-free drink. New Shape is a powdered nutrition drink that mixes easily in water and can be enjoyed hot, cold, or blended with ice to make a delicious smoothie. New Shape is designed to promote peak wellness by optimizing the intake of fats, protein, carbohydrates, and micronutrients. Satisfy your chocolate craving and get the nutrition your body needs. Right now, New Shape is offering a special introductory offer. Buy one 30-day supply and receive another one absolutely free. Call 1-888-377-2271 and get 2 months for the price of one. That's only 50 cents a day. Call 1-888-377-2271. That's 1-888-377-2271.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage5.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriageandthenumber5.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage5.com.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adel.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adel here. Let's talk to John in Houston. How you doing, John?
Yes, Dr. Dean. It's nice to talk to you.
Yes, sir.
A couple of months ago, I had a little bit of time, and I was laying down in my truck, and I just closed my eyes just to rest for a few minutes. I had like 20 minutes to kill. And I started to see this dot in front of my eye that was kind of zigzagging around, and it suddenly got bigger and bigger as a light. And as it became closer, I started to see people's faces. And they were talking at me, but I couldn't hear them, but I could see their faces, and the faces would change. Some of the faces were people I knew. Some of them weren't. Then a couple weeks later, it happened again where I saw a dog walking around. It wasn't even my dog, but I could see this dog. Like, if I was looking down, watching a dog walk around. And a couple weeks after that, I saw a bear with a cub walking on the other side of a river. Now,
what state are you in when this is happening? Are your eyes closed? Are you resting? Are you driving your car or what?
I'm resting, but I wasn't asleep. I was just laying there with my eyes closed and just thinking about things I had to do that day, and just they were on my mind. And this, you know how you see different lights sometimes in your eyes when your eyes are closed? It's like a kaleidoscope type thing.
Yeah, yeah. John, that's interesting. I mean, I don't think you're psychotic or schizophrenic because, you know, if you don't describe something like this in detail to a doctor, that's the first thing they'll think, my gosh, this guy's hallucinating. I once read about a very rare case of someone who had ocular migraine that was able to do that. Most people with ocular migraine, they get a dot and zigzag and they don't see actual images and you don't get a headache. I mean, that would be one explanation, or very vivid type of a dream state that you can get involved in between wakefulness and sleeping. There are some people who have a condition called narcolepsy, and if you've ever had that, it's a full syndrome. It's where you fall asleep suddenly, just like a seizure. You just fall asleep at the most god-awful and inconvenient times, and also as part of the syndrome, you can have these phenomena with particularly vivid images while you're lying in bed. And when you're lying there in this state and, quote, resting, you can also become paralyzed. A lot of people will say, I know I'm not completely asleep, but I'm also not awake, but I can't move. I'm in this funny in-between state. So, John, I don't think this is the beginning of some very ominous neurological disease. I'm curious about it. I would be even more curious what a neurologist would have to say about it, because maybe there's other signs or symptoms that you have which might, lead a doctor down a path to another diagnosis. So I that's about all I can bring to the table. It doesn't sound very ominous, but any other kind of a symptom appears where these things start happening when you're awake and walking around, then you will need to see a physician or any other kind of a symptom to add to what you're telling me. All right, let's talk to Marie. How you doing, Marie?
Thank you. Hi, I have a question about Suboxone. I was addicted to prescription pain pills after an injury, and got tired of taking them, and I went to an addiction specialist, and now I'm on Suboxone. And I'm wondering, is the withdrawal, because I realize you have to wean off of those, is the withdrawal as bad as it is with a painkiller? Because it's terrible.
Well, listen, if you just went and stopped, if you're addicted to an opiate-type painkiller like you were, and you just stopped cold turkey, you know what that feels like. If you just stopped your Suboxone, you would get similar kinds of feelings. But Suboxone is a lot easier on your system and a lot easier in the long run to get off because we have protocols for it. So your life was saved by this drug. It is expensive. It is not used by many doctors who, you know, are still back in the methadone era. And it's a fantastic drug because included in the Suboxone is a drug that also blocks the effect of opiates. So if, you know, you had a bad time and decided you want to go back to Vicodin and just try it, you know, it wouldn't work. So it's a fantastic drug, and you can stay on it for long periods of time, which is what we like to do. You know, some doctors aren't up on the latest on this, and I certainly wouldn't be if I hadn't had some conversations with addictionologists, and that it's okay to keep someone on that for 6 months or a year until they're kind of ready, and then you taper them off, and it's a very, very gentle tapering. But you'll know when you're ready, but it allows you to function I mean, it's a lifesaver. You're not chasing after prescriptions and taking a drug that could, you know, could kill you. So, yes, I agree with your therapy, and I wish you luck, and you shouldn't have too much of a problem. All right, you try this at JCPenney, you're going to get yourself in big trouble, but this museum, this display says, come on, hands on. There's a hint. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. A marathon confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Sonia Sotomayor, who is flatly denying any bias. And despite skeptical questions from Republican panel members, Senator Patrick Leahy says he's convinced it will not be a party line vote. House Democrats have unveiled their sweeping plan for overhauling the nation's health care system. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the bill both a starting point and a path to success. After a six-hour meeting on Sunday that Governor Schwarzenegger describes as productive, leaders are meeting again today to try and hammer out a deal to close that $26 billion hole. And toxicology reports that may determine the cause of Michael Jackson's death could be completed this week. Lloyd Lindsay Young says we'll continue to bake inland tomorrow, a bit cooler by the bay. It's 83 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhardt, KGO Radio News.
Have you...
Attention, men. If erectile dysfunction is preventing you from enjoying a happy and fulfilling sex life, and popular medications like Viagra and Cialis are not an option for you, the physicians at the Male Performance Medical Clinics can solve your problem. It doesn't involve pain or surgery, just the most effective FDA-approved medications administered by licensed physicians. They're so confident that you'll have a positive reaction on your very first visit that if you don't, it's free. Guaranteed. They have clinics to serve you in Sacramento and Monterey, and their new clinic in San Jose. Call them now toll-free, 800-380-5070. You don't have to live with erectile dysfunction any longer, no matter how severe you think your problem may be. You can have your sex life back again. If you've been disappointed with Viagra or Cialis, then get proven results from experienced doctors. Call 800-380-5070 for their clinics in Sacramento or Monterey, and their new clinic in San Jose, or see them online at edclinics.com.
Attention female dieters. The following is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in boosting their love lives while zapping belly fat and cellulite as part of a national weight loss survey. If you qualify to participate, you'll receive a free trial of a new high-speed diet pill called Slim Seduction. Originally developed as a libido booster for women, many Slim Seduction users have also reported startling losses of belly fat and cellulite while following a healthy lifestyle plan. And now, you can get a free trial of Slim Seduction if you qualify. Just visit slim27.com. Again, this is a public announcement for women age 18 and up who are interested in enhancing their love lives and losing belly fat and cellulite. But hurry, participation in this national weight loss survey is extremely limited and based on a first-come, first-served basis. To see if you qualify for a free trial of Slim Seduction, just visit slim27.com. Remember slim27.com. That's slim, then the number 27.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare with your children being raised by someone else? With our free information, you can lead a less stressful life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was about to be laid off from a company that was going bankrupt. On top of that, I wanted my kids to have mommy care, not daycare. My first month, I made $1,000 part-time. After 90 days, I was home with my children. And for the past 7 years, I've been here for my three little girls. I love this business.
Go to freedom222.com. Get out of the rat race and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I was skeptical. However, I had to get out of corporate America. Both me and my wife were able to quit our jobs and now make over $10,000 a month from home.
Go to freedom222.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 222.com. Freedom222.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Over there's the water. Whoosh, whoosh. And look at all this stuff I'm standing on. It's called sand, and it's everywhere.
This woman may sound silly to you and me.
It's made up of little tiny pieces of rocks. Teeny little pieces of rocks.
But to her 2-year-old son exploring the world around him, she makes perfect sense.
How does it feel when you touch the sand? Is it warm?
Uh-huh.
It's hard to hold in your hand, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments, like sorting laundry or playing on the beach, and turn them into learning moments.
Is this water?
No.
Very good. This is sand. Oh, no, it's not food. It's sand. We don't eat sand.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at bornlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
$30.
Here, welcome to the program. All right, if you know you try to touch a mannequin in a funny way at Penny's, you're going to get in trouble. And you know, the press is loving this story. I've seen it all over. But I got to tell you, when you deal with people who do have difficulties with sexuality, who are shy, who don't understand it all, these kinds of things can be positive. That's all I want to say. Everybody's making fun of this because this is an interactive exhibit in Berlin. And there's 50 interactive displays, and you are guided through the intimate areas and offering tips and as well as, you know, some touchy-feely stuff, right? There are some life-sized, anatomically correct plastic models. There is a female mannequin that will light up, and when you touch the right spot, a little voice shrieks. That's it. When you manage to touch the right spot, you with me on this? Next is a spankometer. The level of pleasure that this mannequin receives when you spank it with a leather whip, just the right amount. Not too much, not too little. And so far, they're getting equal numbers of men and women in the show. And women, they have noticed, have way fewer inhibitions. Men are very embarrassed. And that kind of reminds me when you see women going out to a bachelorette party, you know, the Chippendales or whatever the equivalent is these days, the Thunder from Down Under. Women get crazy. They get raucous. They do. They yell. They scream. They get physical. You walk into an average strip club, men are very quiet. They really, unless they're drunk, you know, they hold back a little. So I'm not surprised that women are more outgoing in this particular exhibit. Okay, let's... Let's talk to Frank. How you doing, Frank? Welcome to the program.
Hello, am I on?
You are on, sir.
Okay. Kate, when I'm in the hour started, you were talking about the moon landing stuff. And I mean, I've looked into that, and I've always stayed about 1% open-minded on anything, having been raised by a very right-wing father and a very left-wing mother.
Boy, you got it from both sides, huh?
Yeah, you have to keep an open mind. And I look at all these different conspiracy theories, and there is one in particular, and especially KGO interviewed Richard Gage. If a person looks at that, I mean, you have a real problem getting beyond the amount of evidence. And I know all the questions pop up, well, how could that possibly happen? And you just can't go there. I mean, your mind just can't fathom how something like that could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But if anyone does go on, say, A&E 911 Truth.org, mm-hmm. I think it is, and I've met with Richard Gage, and he's very realistic. I mean, his evidence is pretty much irrefutable. I mean, and there are generals, there's colonels, there's a lot of military people. There's over 800 architects and engineers that just dispute the official story. And I mean, I've gone from 1% to like 50%. You can't.
Well, if you're at 50, I'll tell you what I would tell you. I remember in the, you know, the days of all that, and it is a lot like dealing with medical and other scientific information. You've got to go to the original data. This is why I always urge people to go to, quote, the literature. And then when you go to the literature, in other words, the actual paper, the actual stuff written by the people who did it, oh, my gosh, there are layers beneath that. I have seen major research projects and professional papers that when you talk to the researcher and you talk about how they segregated the groups of people in a room, could they talk to each other? They let them go to the bathroom, did they, so they could communicate, and the results would come out different. When you really get down and into it and you look at the numbers, I mean, let's, you know, we could sit here all day long and have fun with this, but let's get down to something that's really very important that I think often gets missed. And that is because I have worked in all kinds of jobs, all kinds of companies of different sizes, and been involved in many different things in my life. And I have to say, the idea that a whole bunch of people, because any major conspiracy requires a bunch of people that have to be able to pull off this an immense plot and keep it secret for decades. I can tell you, for instance, most big-time drug dealers who get busted, you know how they get busted? They have these little secret organizations, are careful, careful. It's women, assuming they're mostly men. When they break up or they get a friend ticked off, they blow the whistle. They squeal on them. It becomes impossible to keep a secret among a bunch of people. It's hard to keep a secret in a family. It's hard to keep a secret between two or three girlfriends. It's just extremely, extremely difficult. So when I look at the evidence that you're talking about, I see it in an entirely different way. Almost all of it is to be discounted because of personal bias and lack of investigation and what if, and models and technical language that sounds like it's scientific, sounds like it ought to be true, but not one of us really has the ability to evaluate each one of those pieces of information independently because we're not engineers and architects. And so we start taking the word of people and what they say because they're supposed to be professionals. Well, I could sit here all day long, and I'll finish with this, and show you people with MDs after their name. They went through the same programs, passed the same tests that I did, went to medical school, learned science and biochemistry, who are the worst, most unbelievable, whacked-out quacks that I've ever come across. You see, but because they say something and they have an MD after their name, people believe them. And they make it sound plausible, especially when they put it in layman's terms. So anything, for instance, has to do with structural engineering, take it to a structural engineer who is a friend of yours and talk to them and talk to them about it. I mean, that's the basic way I handle those kind of things. All right, let's talk to Julie. How you doing, Julie?
Hi, Dr. Dean.
Yep.
I got this problem. I was eating potato chips, the vinegar ones that has the salt and vinegar in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it made my mouth really salivate, and I got a piece of potato chip stuck in my salivary gland. And my gland swole up, my neck was huge, and the only way I could get it out was I pressed really hard on it. And this was like over 4 hours. I pressed really hard on it, and the thing popped out, and I was relieved. Well, I just was at work, and I had a salad yesterday, and I had a really tart dressing, and the same darn thing happened again, so there's something stuck in there. Now, is this something and I don't want to go get a sialogram, no way, but is this...
Well, hang on, Joe, let's talk about this. I would bet that what you have is, first of all, salivary glands... there's two kinds, kind of. There's kind of all through your mouth. You have hundreds and hundreds of millions and thousands of them, each secreting little teeny droplets. Then you have a couple of big glands that push the saliva in through a duct. And the duct you're talking about, I'm sure, is the one, I think you're referring to the one that's up kind of your upper cheek area by your upper teeth.
That one, and it's hurting kind of my ear, but this one's underneath the jaw this time.
Yes, well, you can have them there. You can have them there, too. I think it's very likely you have a stone in your duct. It would be, I would find it amazing to get a piece of a potato chip, for instance, stuck in there, because what would happen, it would soften with the saliva and the moisture, and it wouldn't remain stuck, and you should be able to get it out. What you did is a way that some doctors used to use to, you know, to get a stone out. And if you're a salivary gland stone former, I'd have to talk to an ear, nose, and throat person to see what the current kind of advice is. But a lot of times they say your saliva is a little thick and maybe you need more fluid and, you know, hydrate a little better. And be careful of the foods you're describing, where the gland squishes and sends out a quick bolus of saliva that would move a stone that's further up in the duct. And it's just kind of sitting there, and the saliva can get by the stone. But then when you eat something like that and you get a big flush of saliva, it rolls a stone forward and it gets caught as the duct kind of gets a little narrower at that particular point. So I think you're going to need help if you got a stone down in the lower one. To my knowledge, they just sit there and they don't like to go anywhere, but sometimes they can work themselves out and they can be very uncomfortable. And so why don't you talk to your nose and throat doc and see what they have to say about it? Maybe there's something that we're missing here. There are a couple of diseases I'd want to know if you have that could possibly cause, be more likely to make you a stone former in your salivary duct. All right, I got to run 1-800-548-TALK or 8255.
Len Tillum here. If you're like most folks I know, you'd much rather plan your vacation than think about your financial plan. We all know it's important, but a lot of us, I'm guilty too, just don't want to take a whole lot of time thinking about that. Pat Vitucci is one guy who can help you with a financial plan. That's what he does. Vitucci and Associates have offices all over the Bay Area. Pat's been in the business for over 30 years. He's an independent financial advisor. That means he's not obligated to any particular investment. I think that's important. Pat will sit down with you for an hour or so, bring in whatever paperwork you have to go over. You'll talk about what's important to you, like a financial checkup. If you like what you hear, fine. Otherwise, no cost, no obligation for meeting with Pat. Call Pat Vitucci anytime at 800-472-8305. Call Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Business owner, feeling overwhelmed by an underwater mortgage, business lease, or other bills you can't pay, tax problems, or other legal issues and not sure what you should do? This is Eric Nixdorf with Intelligent Legal Solutions, and I want to help. Intelligent Legal Solutions is my local boutique law firm and federal debt relief agency that specializes in tax, real estate, and bankruptcy law, conveniently located in San Ramon, right off 680. Our services include representing clients before the IRS, real estate disputes, loan modifications, and as a last resort, helping clients file for bankruptcy. I am both an attorney and licensed real estate broker, have trained at Harvard Business School, and previously managed a prominent Bay Area law firm, as well as a successful real estate investment company. I'll personally meet with you and give you a confidential, detailed analysis of the options available and what I think you should do and why. For more information or to schedule an appointment, please visit IntelligentLegalSolutions.com. That's IntelligentLegalSolutions.com.
Dr. Dindell, welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Carolyn. How you doing, Carolyn?
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Dindell. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
I'm 50 years old. My sexual drive is declining, so I went to my OBGYN, and she told me to start taking something called DHEA. And I was reading about it online because I kind of wasn't too happy with that answer, but I didn't want to say it at the time. Mm-hmm. But I understand it grows facial hair, or I don't know. It didn't look too promising to me.
Yeah, did she just tell you to go to a health food store and buy it, or did she prescribe it, or what?
No, she said she didn't prescribe it. She said I can find it anywhere, and it's at Long's, it's at different stores. But when I introduced it to my husband, the thought... He went online and he said, you better talk to somebody else about this.
Sorry. Yeah, well, let's talk about it. First of all, Carolyn, are you perimenopausal? Are you having hot flashes? Your periods getting irregular? Where are you in that?
No, not premenopausal at all.
Okay. Well, soon. Soon you will be. Yes, your body's going through a bunch of changes. And I'm just concerned that this is a pretty offhand kind of a comment. I mean, inhibited... sexual desire or sexual response in a woman is a specialty. It needs to be taken seriously. There are many simple causes. And when the first thing we do is get out our prescription pad or tell someone to go buy a food supplement, I begin to wonder. Now, it turns out that DHEA is one of those food supplements that we really think should be off the market because it is a hormone. And because it's called a food supplement, you see, the food supplement industry can call anything they want a food supplement. There's no definition. Congress dislikes it that way. And yet it's a powerful hormone. You're not assured of quality, of how much is in there, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The testing, the background. So what DHEA does, it can break down into your body into estrogens and testosterone. The testosterone component is what would cause hair growth and acne if it's too high in amount. But the doctor's also saying you're going to be taking estrogens because it also breaks down into that. So the whole issue needs to be addressed. Now, I like to talk to women more carefully about this and give you a chance to explain what's going on. We can't do it in the program here, but there's a lot of reasons for inhibited. And there's different kinds of sex drive loss. There's, you know, the sex drive is okay, but the response isn't. And there are so many things going on at this point in life. You know, you're 50, you're entering a big change. Who knows what else is going on? Are you tired, depressed, you know, your relationship issues? It goes on and on and on and on. But truthfully, one of the most effective things that we have, if we're going to look at the medical aspect of it, is the use of testosterone, which is not completely embraced yet by the gynecological profession. But it does work, but you have to monitor the dosage very carefully. So if you were to take anything, I would rather you take a pharmaceutical that contains the same ingredients that DHEA has. At least you know exactly what you're getting. We can give you an exact dose, because to send you off to a health food store or the, you know, the supplement section of your drugstore, I just don't think is good medicine. And also without investigating all the other potential aspects of this. And sometimes a couple has to make an adjustment in their sex lives, because they expect to have, it's expected that you have the same drive you did when you were 20. Well, you don't. It's different. I would say to you definitively that your sex life can be better now than it has ever been in your life. But it takes adjustment, and you have to recognize that and know the things that you want and what changes you would like to make. So it's a complex issue. So Carolyn, I agree with you all the way on down the line. I'm skeptical about, you know, how glibly your doctor seemed to act in terms of what she and how she prescribed or what she told you to do, without discussing all the other issues. Now, I also suppose as time goes on, within the next year or so, you may be discussing with her, you know, hormone replacement therapy, at which time this whole issue may come up or not. I don't know how your doctor feels about that. So that's some of the information about it. So I'm on your side. All right, let's see. Let's take a quickie. I'm Dr. Dean Adell. 1-800-548-TALK. 1-800-548-8255.
This summer is an excellent time to enhance your child's attention, focus, reading, and study skills. So don't let another summer go to waste. If your child is struggling with being able to focus, is unable to pay attention, or having learning issues, we can help. At the Attention and Achievement Center, our experts, including neurologists and psychologists, have years of experience diagnosing and successfully working with kids who have ADD, dyslexia, auditory processing, and learning issues, and all without drugs. Our drug-free solutions are proven and guaranteed to bring measurable results without negative side effects. Use this summer to defeat your child's problems. The Attention and Achievement Center has four locations: Fremont, Pleasanton, San Mateo, and Walnut Creek. Call 866-881-8820. That's 866-881-8820. Online at drugfreeadd.com. Again, that's 866-881-8820 or drugfreeadd.com.
Over the last year, you've probably heard commercials and read newspaper articles about NoMoreSnoring.com, but it's what other people say about you that really counts. Let's hear what Eric of Sacramento County has to say. Eric, you had a major snoring problem.
Well, basically, I had loud snoring 15, 20 years. I've been married for about 8 years or so. My wife, she would wake up, of course, with the loud snoring. I always felt like I was tired. I saw doctors. They did do a surgery on me where they removed a portion of my soft palate in the back of my throat. That didn't work. I heard about No More Snoring.
And how about your wife?
She loves it, and she's 100% confident this is a solution for other people that have this issue.
NoMoreSnoring.com uses an FDA-approved oral appliance that is covered by most insurance. Recommended by the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, they have offices in San Francisco, San Mateo, and Sacramento. Call today for a complimentary consultation at 415-658-6028. That's 415-658-6028. Or visit them on the web at NoMoreSnoring.com.
Did you know that some people in the Bay Area are refinancing into fixed mortgage rates as low as 4.25%? Now, you may wonder if you too are eligible for these historically low rates. And with a quick 15-minute call to 1-800-801-REFI, a professional from UMax Mortgage can determine if you can qualify too. Bay Area-based UMax Mortgage works with over 50 banks to ensure the best possible financing to meet your individual needs. Many experts predict that current government overspending will lead to higher interest rates. So protect yourself today by calling 1-800-801-REFI. 4.43% APR. Interest rates quoted are subject to market fluctuations. UMAX Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Call 1-800-801-REFI or 1-800-801-7334 to schedule a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you can save hundreds a month. Mention you heard this on KGO Radio for a free appraisal upon closing. Again, call 800-801-REFI. That's 800-801-7334.
He feels good.
Welcome back to the program, Dr. Dean Adell here. Let's talk to Chris. How you doing, Chris?
Dr. Dean?
Yes, sir.
About 4 weeks ago, my wife noticed that one of her milk ducts was leaking. She went through a battery test, mammograms, ductogram, blood panel. They noticed that her thyroid was a little off, put her on medication. Her thyroid's fine now, and now they're saying maybe to see an endocrinologist and read some things about pituitary and just wanted your opinion on that.
Yes, well, it's, you know, very often you don't find a cause and it's benign. Is it milky colored fluid that's coming out?
Yes and no. Sometimes it's clear.
Sometimes clear. Okay. Rather that than bloody, because that you get a little more concerned about. When's the last time she was pregnant or breastfed? Is that a while ago?
Yeah, child's 2 years old, but her cycles are very, very short.
Yes.
3 days.
Yes. You know, first of all, when you face someone who has, it's called galactorrhea, which is, you know, producing a little milky fluid you're not supposed to. You got to look at medications, all kinds of medications. Even it's one of those things that licorice, real licorice, if you like European licorice, can do. I saw a doctor get fooled by that once. And the psychotherapeutic medications. We think even stress can do it. It can happen from stimulation of the breast. Women can start running. And without a proper sports bra, all the bouncing of the breast can start to stimulate milk production. Of course, you have to take a look at pituitary, you know, adenomas, which can be growths in the pituitary gland that can increase the production of prolactin, which is the hormone that causes it. So that's all possible. Low thyroid can do it. So they're checking her out for that. But I wouldn't expect an immediate turnaround. You correct the thyroid problem. I would wait many, many weeks or months before I would assess whether that was the case or not. You know, women on birth control pills will get it. You can, you know, irregular menstrual cycles, you know, could be a cause. But very often when women make too much prolactin, and let's assume they tested her for that, and I don't know if they did, it would be one of the first tests an endocrinologist certainly would do. That will cause irregular periods. So maybe that's what it is. And there are some of these stomach drugs that people take that can do it. So it's actually a vast field, and they'll figure it out, but it's not ominous usually. All right, I'm Dr. Dean Adell. Join us at our next program. Till then, be well.
Football is not a contact sport. It's a collision sport.
We're speaking with football star and TV dance champion, Mr. Emmett Smith.
Nice to be here.
Emmett, you played pro football for 14 years. What do you miss most?
That's hard to answer, but I can tell you what I don't miss.
Go for it, Emmett.
The pain. I don't miss the pain. Playing with pain is a big part of pro football. Pain can strike anytime and anywhere, and it's not fun.
Can you share any secrets for pain relief?
Secrets? Nah. But I'm sure glad I found the Goodfeet store.
Goodfeet helped relieve that pain in your feet, legs, hips, and back?
Sure did. Goodfeet Art Supports worked almost immediately.
And the pain?
Thanks to Goodfeet, I'm pain-free.
On Saturday, July 18th, visit the Goodfeet stores in Pleasant Hill or Santa Rosa from 11 to 3 for a free foot exam from a licensed podiatrist. Get your free foot exam Saturday the 18th only at the Goodfeet stores in Pleasant Hill and the Coles Crossroads Shopping Center or Santa Rosa Goodfeet on Santa Rosa Avenue south of Yolanda. Call toll-free 1-866-FEET or visit online at goodfeetcenter.com.
Hi, this is Mark Skolnick, broker of Investment Property Capital. At IPC, we specialize in financing all types of income properties, and we're based in San Francisco. It's no secret that vacancies are up. If you own rental property, then you know that the amount you can borrow is driven directly by the rents. Which way are your rents going? If you're in the market to buy or refi your income property, then you know that timing is everything. Call us for a free analysis of your rent roll. We'll let you know how much of a loan you can get. We've got great long-term loans available, even without prepay penalties. Our best rates on apartment buildings are now starting as low as 4.36%. That's right, 4.36%. It's a free call to find out what we can do for you. Our number is 800-839-8104. Investment Property Capital. We deliver solid solutions for investors. 800-839-8104. That's 800-839-8104.
Rate quoted is an APR of 4.61%. Investment Property Capital is a broker licensed by Cal DRE 01126077.
It's Gil Grosso. We've had a whole day of testimony by Sonia Sotomayor. What is she saying? Well, we'll find out. KGO, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland. It is 2 o'clock.